Exercise 4, page 99. Speaker 1.
In my opinion, the best endings are those that you didn't see coming. That's why I hate happy endings, because they're always so totally predictable. I mean, you should never be able to guess the ending of a book before you finish reading it. My favorite authors are writers who end their stories with a twist or give their stories completely unpredictable endings. I never want to be able to anticipate how a book ends. If you know what's going to happen, a novel can't really be all that novel, can it? As far as I'm concerned, the more unexpectedly it ends, the better.
Speaker 2.
It doesn't surprise me to hear that most people aren't looking to read books that will depress them. That clearly makes no sense at all. What people want is to be put in a good mood. For me, a good book ends in a positive way, on a high note. I don't want to finish a book in tears. I mean, if I want to feel sad, all I have to do is turn on the TV and watch the news. No, I like books that make me laugh and feel good. That's why I want a book to end on a cheerful note.
Speaker 3.
When I finish reading a book with a happy ending, with the characters all smiling and satisfied with the way their lives have turned out, I pretty much forget it immediately. But when I put down a book with a heartbreaking ending, the odds are that I keep thinking about the story for weeks and weeks. Heartbreaking endings have emotional impact, and I find them easier to identify with. The story stays in your mind and gives you something to analyze long after you've finished reading. And for me, that's what a book should do. Stay with you. Happy endings make a book unmemorable.
Speaker 4.
I know many people find them frustrating, but I love ambiguous endings. You know, endings that leave you guessing and give you a number of different possibilities, so you have to decide for yourself which ending was the most likely. Endings where everything is explained and the whole story is tied up nicely are so boring. I love it when an author leaves it up to the reader to come to his own conclusions about what happened. It encourages the reader to be creative and imaginative. And after all, I believe there's a little bit of the novelist in us all.